Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, and this week we've got a preview of Utopia Fest 2015. Utopia Fest started in 2009 in tiny Utopia, Texas, which is about 2.5 hours southwest of Austin. It's a little music festival on some big land. Imagine ACL Fest, but with only about 2,000 people and no music overlap. This year's lineup includes Explosions in the Sky, Toon Yards, Charles Bradley, and a whole bunch more, and it takes place Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th. This hour, some of the guys behind Utopia Fest, Travis Sutherland and Aaron Brown, give us a taste of what to expect, plus some of their favorite memories from past Utopias. You can get tickets at utopiafest.com, and you can see their playlist and more details at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
All right, I think we're here in the studio.
Here we are.
I'm Aaron. I'm the festival director for Utopia Fest, and alongside me is...
This is Travis Sutherland. I'm the chief experiential architect and the founder of Utopia Fest. And it's a real honor and a privilege to be here.
We're about 2 weeks out from Utopia Fest, and we're here to basically share our experiences, our stories, our challenges, and just tell everyone a little bit more about the little fest that could out in the hills of Utopia, Texas.
And the first song we're going to play today was kind of the spark that started the whole thing. I was living in San Antonio back in 2009, and I drove up to Austin to see some of my friends play, and I wish I could remember what venue it was, but it was the Thrift Store Cowboys, who were this just amazing band that just always blew my mind every time, and I knew them. And after I saw this show, I just realized how many amazing bands that I knew. And I'd also been realizing how fortunate I was to have this amazing part of the country to be able to spend my time in. And I really wanted to invite people to experience the Four Sisters Ranch. And after that kind of spark happened, I just said, you know what, I'm just going to invite some of my friends out there to the ranch, invite some friends and family, and just put on a show and see what happens. So right now we're going to play some Thrift Store Cowboys, a song called Bright Fire.
Little pride, fire. No breath to catch.
In Winston City always wins. Girl, since when made the sense?
That's the late, great Thrift Store Cowboys, the original headliner of Utopia Fest back in 09, whenever it was 200 of my closest friends and family out in the most beautiful part of the country. And I never would have dreamed that this little festival would turn into what it has today. It just blows my mind all the time. And a lot of it, that has to do with my partner Aaron Brown here, the now director of Utopia Fest.
Well, Travis, you, we've become really, really close and good friends. We found out that we actually went to school together. We didn't really know each other back in like middle school or high school, but we grew up out in the Hill Country, Dripping Springs area, and you were lucky enough to grow up on a piece of land that is just so perfect and magical, and everything that embodies what I think the most perfect, beautiful parts of the Texas Hill Country are.
And, absolutely.
And speaking of special people, it's one of the first times we've brought back one of our headliners. We really try and keep the lineup as fresh as possible, and we want to bring bands that from all over the world that just blow your mind. But here's Charles Bradley with Strictly Reserved for You. He's back for a second go at Utopia Fest, and we cannot wait.
I'm tired of the city people.
This is Travis Sutherland, the founder and chief experiential architect of Utopia Fest, and I'm here with my partner and festival director, Aaron Brown. And that song we just played was from a band called Lucius, called Hey Doreen. And before that was the man Charles Bradley with Strictly Reserved for You. Something that's been really great about having such a small festival is it's given us the opportunity to expose bands that might not be as well known as a lot of bands at other festivals, and we're able to pick them based on their performance and how we think they're going to blow people's minds. And that was the case with Lucius, who was kind of just starting to get some national recognition back in 13 when they played, and they just had a phenomenal performance. Everyone was just blown away and had no idea who they were before.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I think we really try and do is find the talent that's about to break, and Lucius was definitely one of those bands. And last year we had Benji Hughes, who I think is just the second coming, and here's his song, The Mummy. Check this out.
The committee, they asked me to be the one to pick the band to play the prom. I said I want a Frankenstein. They said the Frankenstein was not a band. Could you get Dracula, whatever you do? Don't get the mummy. Don't get the mummy. When the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy. When the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy. When the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy. Girls, I got something in my pocket. Eagles tickets, front row, Joe Walsh girl. Don't get the mummy when the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy when the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy when the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy.
So that's Benji Hughes. What was really cool about last year at Utopia Fest is Travis has kind of curated and helped put together these late night secret shows, but they're not so secret. They happen and we tell people about them, but inevitably there's usually between maybe 50 and 100 people that show up on the top of the hill overlooking the festival alongside the pond. And literally from about 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., there are these super intimate, just beautiful shows. Here's a band. I don't think they're scheduled to do one, but if they would, it would be amazing. And you, that's the thing about Utopia. You really don't know what's going to happen. The artists are all out in the crowd of a capped 2,000 people. So let's check out Of Montreal and just imagine watching these guys in the middle of the most magical hill country valley you can imagine.
Confused, I just want to hold the divine. tape for posterity.
Ruining the tape.
Life in the city.
Song. That was Tune Yards with Gangsta. And if you haven't seen Tune Yards live, that's an experience to behold in the hills of Utopia, Texas, about an hour west, northwest of San Antonio, in between Garner State Park and Los Maples State Park, near the Frio River, the Sabinal River, Concan. That is one of the most amazing parts of Texas. And I hate that we tell so many people about it, but it really is about 2.5 hours, 3 hours from Austin, and one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Before that, we heard Grönlandic Eat It from Of Montreal, another band that's going to be there Labor Day weekend. It's about 2 weeks from now, September 4 through 6. We were really cautious this year to make sure, not cautious, we just wanted people to relax and come out and not have to worry about work on Monday. And so we picked Labor Day weekend. You have Monday off. And we just invite everyone to come out and have that experience. And I'm sure you know people that have been out there at this point. Just ask them. Don't take our word for it. It's so cool because Utopia Fest opens doors. And here's a thing that I never thought I would be able to do. I'm about to premiere a new track that no one has ever heard. You still can't hear it. It's going to be played once and then it'll come out later, probably a lot later. But band here in Austin, Holiday Mountain, absolutely on it, on what's happening, what's fresh. And here's a track called Como Te Llamas that I just heard they're about to collaborate with Mexican Institute of Sound on. But this is a demo, so here, check this out. You've never heard it.
Take your pick.
All right, Holiday Mountain with the world premiere of Como Te Amas. Those guys are putting out some material right now that, as a festival talent buyer, when you're looking at bands, it's pretty simple for us. We want to bring in bands that blow you away live, and Holiday Mountain is one of those bands. This is really, if you just boil it all down, if you've never been out there, imagine a sold-out stub show in the space the same size as the ACL Festival grounds in Zilker Park. You're with 2,000, maybe 2,500 people on 400 acres, and we have two stages with no musical overlap, top-notch production, and just the, we try to, you know, book bands that have nice people that like their music, and that's kind of what I always, like, if there's a band who has a questionable following, we don't want them out there. We want the bands that are positive and family friendly, but genre free too. I mean, we're all over the place.
Absolutely. And we're definitely make sure that the band members themselves are super cool and easy to get along with. And man, I've heard nothing about great things about these guys.
They're a blast.
Yeah. And we're really looking forward to hosting them. Here is man with Head On, Hold On To Your Heart.
Everybody's guessing, it's why you're always
to be appearing in a couple weeks out in the beautiful Hill Country at the 7th annual Utopia Fest. That is about 3 hours outside of Austin, about an hour and a half outside of San Antonio. Out in the most beautiful Four Sisters Ranch, no sign of civilization. It's going to be 2,000 people and some incredible performances, and I hope you can make it. I'm really excited about having some of the absolute top-notch female performers out there right now out on the ranch. Just an incredible variety of women that are just killing it right now. And one of them is Valerie June. Here's Valerie with Working Woman's Blues.
Working Woman Blues. Whenever I've seen her live, she strikes me to the core.
She's a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, John. Hey.
Hey.
John, how's it going?
I'm good, Aaron. And we found out that she's actually from Memphis, Tennessee.
I know. I thought it might have been Kentucky. I knew it was somewhere in the Appalachian Mountains.
Well, she does Appalachian style music a lot. And so.
And she. Just her and an acoustic guitar will just rip you to the core.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it's channeling something like I was saying.
She can be a big band, but she can also do it just by herself. She's really terrific.
John, you when I came in this morning and we had such a nice chat in the other studio, it came to my attention that you're a New Balance wearer.
I only wear New Balance shoes. Once I found out about them years ago, I switched. I never went back to anything. Adidas, none of that stuff. No, thank you.
So the
New Balance all the way.
Yeah, not that this is a commercial for New Balance, but I agree with you. You get to a point in your life where you realize shoes matter, and someone else who wears them exclusively is Willie Nelson.
Are you serious?
I did a music video with him, and he literally had his like American flag color New Balance, and that's what he wore.
They make American flag color New Balance.
Well, red, white, and blue.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing a pair of green ones, and I just got busy and bought me a pair of green ones myself. I wonder what color shoes Valerie June will be wearing.
I don't even know if she was wearing shoes when I saw her. She's one of those. I think I wouldn't be surprised if she performs barefoot. And a lot of performers do that. And here's what's interesting. We just redid the carpets in our house, and I'm saving all the old carpet, which is still decent. It's not great.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to put that on the stage, and the artists will it'll
feel
be like
comfy.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what kind of
introduce this next band? You okay. have no, this is a band from Denmark.
This I can introduce it since you were talking about
it. I told you about it this
morning.
Okay,
now this is a band that Aaron went all the way to Denmark to find, and this is a band nobody here knows anything about, but you're going to find out about them, and they are going to totally wow you, and I can't wait to play this selection when I get back on my show tomorrow. But in the meantime, you're going to get to hear it right now on my KUTX, and it's called Keep Me in My Plane. Keep Me in My Plane. Is this astroplane or airplane? We don't know. Listen to the song. And it's from the band called Who Made Who, all the way from Denmark. Thank you, Aaron Brown and Travis, for putting on the wonderful Utopia Fest going on in Utopia first weekend in September. Get your tickets now.
All hail the great John Ailey. We love you, John.
UtopiaFest.com.
Watch a movie I've seen five times before. Fall asleep with my head. The emergency door. Food tastes good at 50,000 feet. Red wine and cognac makes me feel complete. Make me feel safe. Keep me in my place. Make me feel safe. Keep me in my place. Make me feel safe. Keep me in my
From Denmark, that was Who Made Who, Keep Me In My Plane. We're really thrilled to have those guys, and as well as a couple other international bands, come out to the tiny town of Utopia, Texas, in the middle of the beautiful hill country, Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th. If you're not familiar with our little festival, we have a capped audience of about 2,000 people. It's BYOB, it's family friendly. There's no musical overlap. We have two stages. It goes back and forth all day. It's nonstop. Amazing music featuring the likes of Explosions in the Sky, Leftover Salmon, Tune Yards, RJD2, Charles Bradley and his Extraordinaires of Montreal, Man Man, Wild Child, and so many more. It's just an incredibly stacked lineup that we're just thrilled to present to the Utopians in a couple weeks.
And one thing we really love doing is working with Austin. We're an Austin group of people, the people who make this festival possible. We're all friends, and we all work really, really hard to create an experience. And part of that experience is bringing the top Austin talent out to Utopia alongside some of these national and international touring bands. And here's one of our favorite local bands, Wild Child, and their new single, Fools, which is absolutely destroying my stereo right now. I can't get it off. Here's Fools from Wild Child.
So you ask me, I'm on fire. All I do is turn around and
amazing and wonderful and sweet people of Wild Child.
Yeah.
this has been my KUTX, or you might say our KUTX Hour. This is Travis Sutherland, the founder and chief experiential architect of Utopia Fest, and I've been joined with my partner and director, Aaron Brown.
What up?
And it's been quite a privilege and a pleasure sharing some of the bands past and present from Utopia Fest happening in a couple weeks, Labor Day weekend, out in the Hill Country next to Utopia, Texas. It's September 4th through the 6th.
Tickets are definitely still available on the website, so don't hesitate.
Utopiafest.com.
And I think one thing, this is Aaron, the Fest director. I just want people to understand how much this radio station has influenced and really made the whole festival possible from the concept. Travis and I are both local kind of Hill Country Austin guys who grew up with KUT and John Ailey and the whole rest of the gang with our parents, and it just really influenced our taste in music and life, and the fact that we get to come back here and be DJs on a station that was such a part of our lives is pretty amazing, and KUT and KUTX needs to be supported, so make sure you keep supporting like we do. But, you know, I think the last thing I want to say is that there's a few times in life where you get an opportunity to make a decision to follow something that might not make so much sense on paper, but if you have a real passion and the project is worthwhile and it's a quality endeavor, it never hurts to go for that and stick to your guns. And our guns with Utopia Fest are simply high quality and intimate. And we're creating a music festival that's not focused on generating the biggest profits. We're focusing on creating magic. And what that means is bringing ingredients to allow people to be comfortable. And that's really it. And the artists and the people that come out to this piece of land just understand that it's something special. And everyone who's out there listening, who's been there or supported or thinking about coming, just thank you. We want to invite everyone out there to see what a music experience really can be if approached in a more meaningful way.
And here right now is a band that we've been pursuing for years and years, and it finally happened this year. We are just so thrilled. It's going to be such a powerful moment out there with not a dry eye, I would imagine, out under the wide, vast, beautiful, clear skies. This is Explosions in the Sky, Postcard from 1952.